Now streaming. This is a Vangrio production.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Vangrio.
Live from the Double Wide, coming to you right outside of Nashville, Tennessee. We are back, people. We are back. Come on, get happy hour with my homie from Canuck, up in Canuck, Canuckada, Canuckada.
Yeah.
Judy Sketch Lewinson, my partner in crime. In case y'all haven't joined us before, we go way back in the day, for the days at the Laugh Factory, Miyagi, Sunset Strip. Kicked out of Hollywood. I got canceled. I hitched up the Double Wide, and now I'm back to Nashville.
I'm glad you sent me a forwarding address, though.
Yes. I got to keep on the down low because I think I may still have outstanding warrants in this neck of the woods. But good to be back. I got the washer and dryer on the front porch where it belongs.
Very nice.
Christmas lights on the abandoned cars out front of the Double Wide. We are back.
Hooked up to a car.
Thank you, Sketch, for doing this little holiday stocking stuffer we're doing.
Yeah, this is fun.
Katie, my wife, called me Buddy the Elf the other day. I said, I love Christmas. Everybody's in a good mood like I am every day because ignorance is bliss. I don't watch the news. I'm just always silly.
Yeah,
she goes, you're like Buddy the Elf. Boy, Steve, hope you find your dad.
Awesome.
Started this during the pandemic because we were locked down. You're in Canada. I was in L.A. And we did a couple of Christmas shows. And I love me some Krumlst.
Same here.
Got the Eastbound and Down. Got the Burt Reynolds.
Love it.
Shirt on. But yeah, so start with Christmas memories or Christmas songs, because you know I can go off.
Your lists are always entertaining and inspired. So
I got too much time on my hands.
just enough to keep us just this shy of cancellation. So we'll start with Christmas memories.
All right. So do you have a favorite Christmas gift you received?
Do you know what?
So or Christmas memory or memory.
Yeah, so for me, Christmas is kind of a weird time. I love the Christmas story. I love the lights. I love Christmas lights. Since I was a child, going around in the car, and there's a local radio station that would just play music, and you could Christmas music that you would go and see houses. So that was like my favorite thing to do. Still as an adult, I will go out, look for Christmas lights. And, you know, the longer people keep them up, I'm super, super happy. But my favorite sort of Christmas gift, not something to unwrap because I don't like mess, but I love stockings. Stockings were always my favorite. And I knew I was going to get a book. So my father would always get me a good book to read. He knows I love reading. And so while everyone else is going crazy, I essentially had my day satisfied before dinner. I just pull out my book, sit in the corner, and then just sip on eggnog or Jamaican ginger beer and stuff. So that's my favorite sort of Christmas gift and memory at the same time. It's just my stuff.
Wow. Mine's so selfish now. I'm not sure if I want to even comment now.
You're going to level it up. Go ahead. What's your favorite?
Yeah. Let me think. Well, I just asked, you know, my son was just here. He's my IT guy. Still paying $2, even though he's 15 now. And Sketch is like, tell him to check with the union. I'm pretty sure. Even sweatshops make more than that now.
Colin's my guy. I got to make sure he's good.
But he said his favorite gift was e-bike. I'm like, okay. So, you know, lazy kids now. Oh, the battery's low. I got to go home. I couldn't possibly pedal. I'm like, I didn't have an e-bike. I had a Huffy bike. I had a $69 Sears BMX that you go over one sweet jump and then the frame bends.
Right. You're all you jacked if up. You do not land in person, you're like, why am I perpendicular to the sidewalk?
My neck, I'm going to sue my mom. My neck's jacked up now. Yeah, I remember putting a card in the spokes to make it sound cool like a motorcycle.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you do that?
I used to do that. And then my dad told me that when he was younger and living in Jamaica, what they would take is a bed spring from an old mattress and solder it into the tailpipe. Zing, 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 as you go along.
So, I'm right then.
every generation has their version of toys and things.
Oh man, I love all of that. My mom was poor though. She would yard sale, you know. And one year she bought me like a a G.I. Joe, but it, I can tell it was used. Had like Doberman pincher bites on the arm. Good. She was like, he was in Vietnam.
Right, yeah. He is one of the dogs of war.
Yeah. She put it in a cardboard, like a shoebox with a crayon with a purple heart.
Hey, everybody.
Is okay?
Hello.
Yes. Look at this beautiful power couple.
Really nice to see you, Judy.
Look at you, kids.
I was just telling her, I was like, this is the first time I've actually come on camera.
I love it. I love it.
Max Headroom, she's usually, I'm sketch. I'm coming from the camera. Rich, where did you do it? Was it the stage at the haha? Where did you pop the question?
Oh, close.
Oh, you're very, very close. I did it at a Carol Newell one nighter. No, I'm kidding. In Mexico.
By the way, I forgot to mention we do a little drinking game. Sarah, as you know, she's been on the show before. So the drinking word is Christmas or Hanukkah. Either way, Christmas or Hanukkah.
They're both. We celebrate both.
Sarah made us these beautiful coffee drinks. Now, I'm not a coffee drinker, so I'm just hustling through the heat to get to the meat.
But yeah, we're having Amarula. It's like a competitor to Bailey's, Bailey's and Cream, and we're having it with a little coffee. What are you guys drinking?
Tennessee Moonshine.
Of course.
Guys, we were just talking about, like, we've done this. We started this podcast during the pandemic. Come on, get happy hour. Because we were all locked down. I'm locked in the trailer. Sketch is up. Judy's up in Canada. I still call her Sketch because, you know, she was my DJ at the Laugh Factory.
Not an adjective. It's not an adjective. I'm not
saying. She's sketching a picture as we're interviewing, and she'll give it to you at the end. But we were talking about Christmas, favorite Christmas songs, and I looked at some lists, and there's Mariah Carey. It's all over the place. So I'm like, well, let's talk about questionable Christmas lyrics. Now, I was always disturbed as a kid. I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus. Made me think Mommy was a ho-ho-ho.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
I didn't watch. She's twerking Santa Claus. Like, what's going on?
Right.
We assume she's a married woman.
Are we keeping it clean?
No, we don't. No, of course. It's a dirty Santa.
Oh, okay,
dirty
because
Santa.
The other song, I saw Daddy blowing Santa Claus. That was one that kind of made me uneasy.
That was the B-side of the record, right?
Right.
That was the other side.
Yeah, that one always kind of made me afoot.
How do you think I pay for these gifts, kids?
Exactly.
And another one that always bothered me was Burl Ives, Kiss Her Once For Me. Who's our guest?
Right.
Oh, how's that though?
Have a holly jolly kiss her once for me. I'm like, what?
Right. But one I think people are making too big a deal is It's Cold Outside. I really don't get it. I don't get why that's offensive. Do you get it, Judy?
I would say this is a good time to remind people I am from Canada. It is always cold outside. So I don't really, I hear the lyrics and I'm like, but wasn't it written by a husband and wife team? If I'm going to respond to anyone that's having a complaint, I usually start with logic and I speak slowly in simple phrases. And I'm like, it was written by a husband and wife couple. It's a flirtation between the two of them before they go outside. It was a way to end Christmas gatherings, people coming over to people's homes. And
right.
I feel like, and I know feelings are not facts, but it is my belief that people who are offended by these things just don't have the things that made that song special in their life.
And rather, like Nookie.
Yes.
You know, rather than communicate. Exactly. They don't get no Nookie or no cookies.
He's getting some action.
They're thinking, why should somebody else get to stay by a fire in a warm house with some handsome, tall dude who can sing if I don't get to have that?
Exactly, exactly. And
I'm so triggered by that.
You know, I'm just like, if you want to be mad, be mad. You have 60 seconds in every minute to choose what emotion you want to express. I choose not to waste my time.
Exactly. It's a time suck. I don't get it. It's still one of my favorite Christmas songs.
Did you see the Ron Burgundy meme? Like, this just in, a man tried to warn a woman it was cold and she died of frostbite.
I did see that. Right.
You just had, Sarah, your second year anniversary of Bottle Shock.
Yes. Wow, does time fly when you're not having fun.
So awesome.
No, it is. It's awesome. It's a lot of work producing the show every month. I don't know how people do it weekly. That's just, yeah, you know, it's a lot of work, but it's really worth it. And I had Jamie Kennedy headline this for the second year anniversary, and great comics, Justin Wade and you and me. And yeah, we had a phenomenal fire crowd. It was like one of those magical, just like where, you know, those crowds, like that magic crowd, standing room only, they want to laugh.
Yeah. Right. Plus we dosed them.
Yeah. Get a little puff daddy.
Yeah, they were in the mood to laugh.
Yeah, it was great. Really great. And it's at the Hollywood Improv every month. Usually the second Sunday of every month, but this past was a Thursday, just because they're so busy with people wanting to have special one-offs improv. So
Jamie's my boy. I mean, from a long time.
Really brought it. And then
one of the first ones that was still, they came out when I was commuting. I've been out here less than 2 years, but I was commuting the first year a lot. And I went to see Jamie, and we started out together. And he was the first one I heard coming out talking politics and doing jokes about Biden, and kind of. And I was like, "Bring it, buddy! Everybody's fair game. Just bring it."
He does not hold back, and he really brought it. And he's always professional and reliable and kind, you know. And that's he's a favorite. He's been on the show 3 times. And he's just always the easiest part of the night.
Yeah, I appreciate you joining us. Any special holiday? Are you going to a party tonight? What's happening over there?
Yeah.
Actually, we are.
We're going to a baking party, but not that kind of bake.
Although there will be baking at the baking party.
Special brownies. All right.
We're going to,
A comedian friend of ours does a yearly Christmas party where it's a cookie party. And
it's Felicia Michaels. Do you know Felicia Michaels?
Felicia, tell us that. Hi. Yes, of course.
Absolutely.
She was on the Double Wide 10 years ago. She came to the Double Wide in Hollywood.
Right.
Nice.
So you can get baked and come home and stare at a bowl of fruit.
Exactly. Or a basket of cookies if you're not hungry. But she does this thing where you show up and you bake whatever cookies you want to make. And everybody leaves with some of the cookies that were all baked over the afternoon. That's yeah.
Awesome. Puff Daddy cookies. You got it. Like, you want special cookies over here to see pretty colors? Or
there's going to be some special cookies.
There'll be some special cookies, but there'll be mostly non-special cookies. All
right. So it's a baking party.
Right.
And I chose to make no-bake cookies.
I like that.
I'm a rebel. That's exactly right, Judy.
That's as rebellious as you can get.
But have you ever had no baked cookies?
I've had no baked cheesecake.
Oh, good one.
Oh.
Yes. Sarah makes these. She makes these chocolate peanut butter oat cookies that are insane.
But you don't have to bake.
No, you make them on the stove, though. So they kind of bake in the pot when she makes them. And then you leave them out and put them in the fridge and they cool and they're insane.
Nice.
No bake cookies for the baking party.
Well, I'm happy for you kids. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks, Stevie. Thanks, Judy. It's great to see you. And let us know when you're in LA, both of you.
Where are you right now? Are you here or are you back in is it Arizona?
He's like fancy in Malibu.
I'm in Nashville.
Right. Nashville. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, I never expected to leave, but shit went off the rails and I got canceled. And this is my neck of the woods. I'm from Kentucky.
The country locked down, and because they closed the borders, I could no longer be his alibi.
So now I can put the washer and dryer on the front porch where it belongs and drive the Trans Am and, you know.
Park it on the lawn.
I do donuts in my front yard. It's all good. So
and fry a turkey.
Come to Nashville.
We want to come to Nashville.
Yeah, I'd like to come to Nashville and work.
Yeah, we want to see.
We'll put a show together and let's do it.
Let's do that. Let's do that.
Let's align it at the same time.
Yeah.
We'd love to see you.
Seriously, we'll put a show together and we'll make it happen. All right, guys. Well, happy holidays, Christmas and Hanukkah and all that good stuff.
Back at you both.
Before you go, do either of you have a favorite Christmas memory?
Or Hanukkah.
I have one that sticks in, it's been stuck in my craw for a long time. I grew up in New York on Long Island, and every year during Christmas break, you know, like you get 2 weeks off in school for Christmas, New Year's, we would go into the city and we would go to FAO Schwartz. And for hours, we would run around that toy store like, you know, animals. And so I think one of my favorite Christmas things to think about is being in New York City during the holiday.
That's cool.
It's a magical place.
We were just watching Home Alone 2 the other day, and it showed FAO Schwartz. Was it that or?
FAO Schwartz is where they played the big piano with the feet when they danced on it.
Big.
Yeah. Oh, that was in Big. Correct. Sorry.
Big. That's right.
Yeah, that was FAO Schwartz.
All right, Sarah, you got any specials, anything to promote real quick?
Yes, I just filmed my album last week at the Hollywood Improv, and that's going to come out. It's called This Might Be My Album. And working on that, I'm in post right now. So that will be hopefully out soon.
And it looks like the post on my special is finished. And that should be coming out probably March now. And that's called Boy Out of New York. Rich Chasler, Boy Out of New York.
And we have our podcast, Drinking During Business Hours, and we have a new episode every other Monday.
Right.
And we'd love to have you guys on.
Yes.
I subscribed to that one.
Oh, yay. Thank you.
You just had Claude Stewart on.
Yeah.
We did.
We just had Claude on.
All right, y'all. Thank you so much for joining us. Both, congratulations.
Thanks. So
thanks, Stevie. I hope we get to see you out here soon.
Heads up next
and
time.
Happy holidays to you and your families, your loved ones.
Judy, thank you so much for having us. Also, wishing you a beautiful, white, freezing cold, snowy Christmas in Canada.
All right, you too.
See you later.
Bye, you guys.
Happy holidays,
everyone. Bye.
That was Sarah and Rich. We got a 2-for-1 special. We had Sarah J. Halstead on the show before, and now she's engaged. I produced a show in LA at the Ha Ha Comedy Club, and Rich came. And I hadn't seen Rich in 15 years, 10 years, and he's hanging out with Sarah. And usually comics would bounce from club to club together. Kind of like supportive thing. Like, yeah, we're going in there, we're going to Comedy Store. They came in together. I didn't think anything of it. We walked out of the club and he's still there. I thought he wanted stage time. And I'm like, Rich, man, all the comics are only have like 4 comics per show. And, you know, hit me up and he's still, I'm like, was he still? But then like I follow Sarah as we both do. And then next thing you know, he's proposing. I'm like, is he for real? But yeah. So what do you think the best selling, boys toy of all time?
I don't know. Toy trucks.
Well, fire engines, Hot Wheels are still G.I. Joe is the jam. Hot Wheels are still the OG, where they're still like a buck. You can still go to Target and like my son's got the bug and we'll go and look for like the OG. You know what he's looking for? I know I took him to Ventura to the thrift stores, like the vintage stores. We found a Hot Wheel from like 1985 Chevy Nomad still in the box. Immaculate. And he asked me, he goes, this was like, he was like 7-8 years old. And he's like, Daddy, what should I do with it? Should I open? I want to open it. So I said, he said, what should I do? He was like really torn. Like he was just salivating to play with this car. And I said, well, son, I don't have any memories of staring at a Hot Wheel on a shelf. I got some good memories of like tormenting my sisters, driving on the couch. And so he's like, okay, I'm going to open it. And I was like, but first, let's post a video and like set it up like you found this rare. And we're going to rip it open to make people lose their mind. Don't, kid, don't do it. So actually the number one selling boys toy of all time was the Big Wheel. And then the number one selling girls toy, which you're younger than I, so for you it's probably different. But since it came out, and I don't know, 70 something, the number one, and even my daughter Faith, who's 13, still wants one of these things, is Easy Bake Oven. It's a little toy oven with a light bulb. You make a little brownie mix and you put it in. And then 13 years later, you have brownie. The temperature is about 68.
That's interesting. Yeah, I wouldn't think that that was the number one. I was thinking like something like My Little Pony.
Probably. I don't know. Like I said, just like with songs, every list is USA Today list, and there's different lists. But I know Big Girl came up for girls, and the Easy Bake Oven. Yeah.
Oven. Nice.
So what are the traditions up there in Canada?
Traditions, I think it's the outdoor skating when finally open up. Yeah, because you know I joke that it's cold in Canada, but it is warm most of the year. So, but in come November, there's a couple big rinks that everybody goes down to, and you skate outside and stuff like that. So that's kind of fun. Making eggnog, obviously, all the office holiday parties are happening every year with you.
Do you guys have that? I know you're working on a TV show. Do you guys have a party?
Yeah, we just had ours. It was good. It was good. It was very small, kind of subdued.
Let's bring in my man.
Darren Carter, the party starter.
All right, y'all. This is a buddy of mine from back in the day. He calls me every time he's hiking Griffin Park. And then if I miss the call, I'll call him 9 minutes later and he won't pick up because his hike's over. And his policy is to only talk to Stevie D while he's exercising, get it over with. He's like, well, shit, I got to walk for 30 minutes anyway. I as well return his call. So, anyway, this is my buddy. He's killing it. His YouTube, he's got like 30 gazillion followers now and views on his YouTube. I like my women like and he better be ready for that at the end because we got a couple good ones.
Nice.
Anyway, Merry Christmas, my man, Darren Carter.
Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. Yeah, thank you so much. I got a question for you. I just bought a jean jacket, and I was going to go wear it to my show, and my wife was like, oh, it doesn't look – I don't know what. So I got to figure out what to wear for the pants because – for some reason, she didn't like the look of denim on denim. But what do you do?
I'm supposed to do denim, but I'm waist up.
Well, denim on denim is that's what we call a Canadian tuxedo.
So. Oh, yeah.
My so I had just the T-shirt on, which is my Smokey and the Bandit Christmas T-shirt. But I'm like, well, you can't see the denim on, you can't see the Texas tuxedo, whatever you call it. So I'll just do it from here. Here to here, and I'm a redneck, so this is like color. This is matching to me. This to me, I got it. I got it going on.
Yeah, it's formal wear. It's funny because I'd heard that phrase Canadian tuxedo, and for some reason, I was just so blown away by this cool jean jacket. Like, I was like, it's gonna look good. And I was, it was just cold enough in LA where I was like, I can wear it today. And she's like, no, it's actually heavier than I remembered it. When I tried it on, it didn't seem that heavy. Then just wearing it for like 3 minutes, I was like, this is heavier than I thought.
Physical, like on stage, you know, I do like hair flips and crazy shit because I don't have jokes. So I got to be more physical. Got to be big.
Yeah.
And I found sometimes that like, hey, what's up? Trying to do a hair flip. Just pull the lat muscle.
My heavy leather jacket.
Yeah. But if it's not broken in and you're like this and all your jokes are like, I like my women, like I like my, you know, we used to do the
I-M-A-I. Yeah.
You used to do the demon thing. Rawr.
Oh yeah. I still do.
Just calm down.
You
told your wife, calm down.
By the way, that's what we named this special. It's called, if you guys watch Dry Bar Comedy, it's a Dry Bar Comedy special. It's called Calm Down.
That's the name of your special?
Yeah, new special. It's called Calm Down. It's on Dry Bar, and it's doing really well. And also, you know what's funny is I know you said YouTube, but my Instagram has really blown up in the last 6 months. If they follow me, official Darren Carter on Instagram.
So, Daron, what was your biggest I Like My Women? So, Darren does this whole series of I Like My Women, like my boom, and then the audience calls something out. So what's been your biggest one yet to get the most views?
The first one that really took off was guitar. Like, I go, I like my women like I like my Yeah, and somebody yelled out, guitar! And I said, with a long neck and a G string. And that was the first one to, like, hit a million. And I was like, wow.
Damn.
And then I kept putting them out. And a couple months later, IKEA did really well. I said, Swedish with no instructions. Cover with some meatballs or something. And then the one that just keeps giving back, the one that just I'll use it in like a compilation. And this is the one that got like 6 or 7 million views. Like almost every time I put it out, it does well. And that's swim goggles. And somebody yelled out, swim goggles. And I said, wet, tight, and on my face.
Yeah. So it's in the delivery too. You can't just say, wet, tight, and you gotta do the
boom. Yeah.
You gotta do the beatbox.
I go, wet, tight, and on my face. Can I hit him with the flashlight?
When you, this just reminds me, I just did something yesterday where I pulled Creed, I guess, is coming back. So I did my Creed bit back in the day. I'm like, oh, do I? Now people are, Creed is trending. I'm like, oh shit, I did Creed jokes 15 years ago. Let me pull something back. Or do, so when Snoop Dogg comes back with something and he's like trending, do you, because I know you now do more family friendly stuff than you used to, but do you still pull out the Snoop Dogg stuff?
I do. In fact, I do it on stage. And I noticed, like, because I wear glasses on stage now. And even if you make little tweaks, it's hilarious that, because a whole new audience sees the stuff. Anyway, so my point is the other night I was on stage. And I incorporated the Snoop Dogg with my wife, where I say that my wife's even tempered. She's always mad. And I say, I go, maybe because she's been married to me for over 20 years and she hates beatboxing. So I go, but you guys like it, right? And the crowd goes, and they go, I mean, I can do it for like an hour. I can do it for 2 hours up here. And there's always going to be something new. And I'm like, take it away, Snoop Dogg. Yeah, what's cracking? Ooh, wee, it's the D or double G. And then they go nuts. And then I take the glasses off. I'm like, da 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 da. And so I noticed you guys like the Snoop. And in my mind, I was like, wow, I should take my glasses off to look more like Snoop Dogg. And when I did, you guys are like, he looks like Snoop. Oh, wow. Yeah, so, but what I think I want to do next is I'm learning how to do. You know, like it's pretty easy actually with like Instagram app or even TikTok, but Instagram, you could have like a green screen. You just upload a photo and put yourself in a situation like you're in a Starbucks, you're in an airport, you're at a beat, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so yeah. I thought, well, I could do something like that with like these characters, you know, because right now I'm only doing stand up on my mostly doing stand up and then father son stuff with my boy Austin. But Austin Baseball.
He's so talented.
Yeah.
And he's...
yeah, thank you. But I want to do like the, you know, characters really where I could, you know, I do like, because people in the comment section will say stuff like Jeff Bezos is tripping, or so I could do like Jeff, like I'm Jeff Bezos.
My son sent me tonight a Bart's Homer Simpson singing a Zach Bryan song, but I didn't really know the song. I'm like, oh, what's the song? He goes, Daddy, Zach Bryan, which is like a country guy. But yeah, anytime that someone like that resurfaces, and even though you've done the material and you may have moved on from your Snoop Dogg, which is still, like you said, it's a whole new generation. Like even this generation, my son's 15, you know, Snoop Dogg. So you can always bring Snoop back, and he's the coolest, you know?
You know what I saw yesterday? I want to work into a joke. You know when you're driving down the street and some people decorate their cars with the Christmas decorations? I saw a car, there was a vehicle that was parked and they had the antlers poking out the windows. You know when you have the little antlers poking out
the sides?
Yeah, I for a quick second, I literally thought someone had twisted up their fingers and was being like, West Side!
West Side! Gangster reindeer. North Side!
Yeah.
The west side of the North Pole. But you're dedicated. You put a lot of hours into the editing and your uploading and all that. Every time you're trying to explain to me what you do, it's like, no, you got to use this software and edit it. I go, I think of your joke. Boring.
Boring. Yeah.
You're talking nerd talk. I don't know, but you got to do that. You got to. So, Duran, I know you grew up in Fresno, on the streets of Fresno. So, what was Christmas like there? Do you have a special memory, a special toy that stands out? Just a little Christmas. Just a little stocking stuffer to the world.
Christmas in Fresno. Oh, it was nice. Besides, did you get
like a tattoo gun for Christmas or something that really?
Yeah, exactly. We got a tattoo gun. We got a BB gun.
All kinds of guns.
Gun. I love my women like I like my water gun, squirting. I love my women like I like my shotgun, double barrel, and fun to bang.
It's a goal.
I remember getting a bicycle for Christmas, and it was my and it wasn't an, like a lot of kids have like the name brand bicycles, like Mongoose or what they have again, like Huffy.
Schwinn. Huffy was the cheap one. Huffy was the cheap. Yeah,
I think the one I got was even below Huffy. It was, and I've tried to find it. I can't find it. It was from Sears, but whatever Sears, unless it was a Huffy. But I just remember
the
it was
Sears
really
scrapper.
Cool. It was like, it doesn't even sound like something cool. Like if, when I describe it, cause you're like the bike was a brown bike. It was a brown, which that doesn't really light up a room, but it was like a brown bicycle with like orange, a little bit of orange in it. And it had a number though. I remember like it had a number, like a, you know, I think it was like number 43 and it had like fenders. Legit. It just, it's, right. I remember that bike even smelled good. I remember like just thinking like, you know, when
that's
the
new
tires,
bike.
Yeah, like the tires have like the little knobby things, but the little hairs stick up on the little knobs on the new tires.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
It's still sticking out the sides.
Yeah, I was in fourth grade, and I just remember like being in school going, I can't wait to get home and ride my bike. I just love that bicycle, man. It was so fun. And how great it smelled, and it was brown and orange.
You just reminded me. It didn't have the big, the gangster bars
no,
on it.
No.
Like
no, no. Yeah.
So say, but you just reminded me, we lived in like 15 different houses. My parents divorced when I was like 4 or 5. And so my mom had like, you know, had like a stepdad living in this house and renting and like getting evicted. But we were living in this house once and a new bike showed up. And I was like, my dad, my real dad sent me a bike.
Wow.
And we looked on the bike, like delivered, like UPS guys sat on. I'm like, holy shit, I'm sitting on it. I'm like, thank you, Dad. I knew you loved me. And then my mom looked on the mailing address and said, oh, this is not for you. It's from the kid that did live here. And then he moved, like, get off the bike. Oh. I'm like, what?
Well, that sucks.
I should have just taken it apart and scrapped it and put a different frame on it. But I was like, what? That's not my bike.
Oh, my gosh. You made up for it, right?
I made up for it. Yeah, I went and stole a bike. Yeah, so I made it.
Yeah.
So, Duran, you're one of my oldest friends in the comedy biz, buddy. You. Congrats on the family.
Likewise.
Austin the Bass Boss is a stud. He's killing it. And thanks for joining us here in the Double Wide in Tennessee, man.
Hey, man.
We'll get
Merry
you in Nashville.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year, and thank you so much. I like my women like I like my Christmas trees. Kick to the curb after Christmas.
Yeah. Nice.
Before you go, let us know where we can see Dry Comedy and your socials.
Oh, thank you so much. Go to Instagram, type in my name, Official Darren Carter, and tell me you heard me on this show, and I'll give you a shout-out. And I'm on everything, YouTube, Darren Carter, all that good stuff. Thank you guys for sharing part of your day with me, and have a great rest of the day.
All right. I'll talk to you on your next hike. Give me a call.
You got it. Bye, Judy. Bye, Stevie. See you guys.
See you, brother.
Bye.
There's a song we've been singing. We're always singing, y'all. This is our first official Come On Get Happy Hour since I've been back in Smashville. And Judy Lewinson's busy working on a TV show, but we still made time to rock the Double Wide tonight.
This time it's Come On Get Happy.
Happy Holidays. So. I think we missed a couple of Merry Christmases in there. So cheers, everybody. Merry Christmas. Happy Holidays.
Happy holidays to everyone. Yeah.
Judy will tell you where to find us.
We are on, I think, let's go. Instagram seems to be okay. The biggest playground, but you'll find Stevie at Stevie D Rocks. You'll find me at I Am Judy Liu. And when you're looking for the podcast, it's Come On Get Happy Hour and Spotify and Apple Music and everywhere else that you listen to your podcast.
A little Christmas gift to you all. Enjoy.
Things you like. Yes. Enjoy indeed.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Happy holidays, everybody.
You're in the mix with Judy Liu.